Indeed. And I've got a backup plan anyway for my wild card, James. Just keeping an eye on it because I'm a patron of FPL General. So I just copy his team, mate, if all else fails. Just fucking download that.
You can't do that. You're thinking smart. I'm also a patron of the General. You're thinking smart that you can do that. You can't. Why can't you do that, sir?
Because I've probably got less money than him.
That's right.
Fantasy Football Show. Hello, patrons. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry, ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. It's your Christmas Day podcast because we are the boys that never sleep or never stop producing content. Podcast on podcast on podcast.
Okay, let's stop lying. It's Christmas Eve.
It is Christmas Eve. We're pre-recording. But we need you to have something to put in your ears about 4:30 once you've eaten. Everybody else has had a little bit too much and wants to kind of fall asleep on the sofa. Hope you've got your headphones on and are listening to us, James.
What, in case we start swearing in front of the family?
Yeah.
We wouldn't fucking do that.
Yeah. I mean, because this is a patron-only podcast, there's no video to go with it. But what you could do is get YouTube up on the old TV and put on one of our shows and introduce us to the rest of the family and all that kind of stuff as well.
Yeah, or put on last night's Ask James, which I haven't recorded yet.
Yeah, go back to the 24-hour live stream and watch us for a full 24 hours again.
Don't do that.
Can you imagine just starting again and watching the whole 24 hours?
Some dickhead, 11:59 on Christmas Eve. Yep, just going to start the Planet FPL 24-hour stream. I'm on my own. This is my Christmas Day.
Oh, dear. Fantastic. Differential show before we go into game week 15. It's the last game week before quite a few people are going to be pulling the trigger on their wild card, including you and me, to quite a lot of different variables and thoughts in our minds. But we're making transfers just for one game week this week, and I'm pretty certain on what I'm doing. Are you?
No. So tell me what you're doing.
Kevin De Bruyne going. I don't know, it's risky. Ooh, before Manchester United at home.
Well, you mean before Newcastle?
Sorry, Newcastle at home.
Particularly now he didn't play at all against Arsenal in midweek.
Yeah,
makes me think, oh, will he play twice?
Mo Salah in, and captain's armband with Mo Salah as well. And to be honest, he's one that I want to keep through the wild card as well. So there is a good, strong possibility that his value will go up. He's now at 42-43% ownership, James, which is still relatively low when you think of what the likes of Grealish, Calvert-Lewin, Son have got to in the 55s and 60s. So his value is only going to go up as Mo Salah's, especially with some of the fixtures they've got and the double and what have you. So I want to get on the Mo Salah bandwagon. It means selling Reece James, who obviously is out for a little while. I have £4.4 million to spend on a defender, and I'll be buying Matt Lowton.
Okay.
I mean, the other options at 4.4 are meh. I might buy Balbuena in case I feel like tripling up on West Ham further down the line, but I'm not wholly convinced. I think Matt Lowton is the one. The only other one at that price that scored any sort of points is Alioski. And I'm not
the second move is to facilitate Salah, I'm guessing, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And he'll be benched this week, so it's neither here nor there. So I think Matt Lowton's fine for me to keep as my fifth defender for a while, because my defence will then be Robertson, Cancelo, Stuart Dallas, Soufal, and then Matt Lowton. They're all playing at the moment. So,
okay, in terms of my team this week, I can tell you how it's bust, which is Martinez in goal, Trent, Robertson, Ruben Diaz, Captain Salah, Suchet, Grealish, Son, Adams, Watkins, Calvert-Lewin. Really like it. Like it in a sense, even my bench. Got Mason Greenwood away to Leicester. Luke Ayling at home to Burnley. Kyle Walker-Peters away to Fulham. I'm in two minds what to do. So one option is just to remove Greenwood. And in that case, it's probably by Rafinha. Which, yeah, it's leaving money in the bank, but we're 1 week punts and That's probably about the best I can come up with, unless I decide to go back to Phil Foden, which I don't want to do. I know, yeah, I have considered it.
You and Phil Foden's like me and Leroy Sané.
No, it's really not.
I reckon Leroy Sané got more points for me than Foden has got for you.
Yes, probably. I'm also thinking about a defensive move. And there's a number of players under consideration. Part of that is, I don't think Diaz plays against Newcastle, is the thing. He played last night, so I think leave him out against Newcastle, play him against Everton seems to be the sensible route for them to take. So I don't think Diaz plays against Newcastle. Therefore, I need one of the bench. Luke Ayling's fine. Walker Peters is fine. It's no problem at all. But it's probably going to be a case, it's going to be quite a late decision for me on Christmas Day, I think, because a lot of it's going to come down to value. I don't want to lose the value on Luke Ayling. I don't want to keep him in there if he's going to drop to 4.4. I'd rather just bin it off and protect that 0.1. And as it's 1 week, I could replace him with Dallas, who's shooting up in value. I'm a little bit annoyed that I've let some value go on two of the ones I was really watching, which was Dallas and Bednarek of Southampton. But I feel if I go Bednarek for Ayling, I really am making my bench weaker, and I'm definitely playing with one Southampton player then against Fulham, which is fine, but they're also potentially missing Yannick Vestergaard, who's got fluid on the knee and remains a doubt, and you ain't going to hear any more on that till he's either in the team or not in the team. So Alice is a one-week pump for Ayling, and that's a protection of value, is the reason potentially to make that move. Balbuena is on the list.
Yep.
I think he's going to end up in the wild card, mate.
Yep.
At 4.4, cheapest one to get in, fairly locked as a centre-back. I don't think there's any real concerns there. So could go Balbuena and then have him as first sub at home to Brighton. That's a possibility. Charlie Taylor, Matt Lowton are other possibilities defensively. There isn't anything that I can... I've got like 1.2 million in the bank, but there's nothing I feel I can jump to that really appeals as a one-week punt to definitely make that better, considering I've got three Liverpool players. And even if you take City, so you could say, oh, I'll buy John Stones. The way I'm thinking about it at the moment is Stones and Diaz might both get left out. I don't want to suddenly put myself in a position where I'm down to 10. I can't get to Laporte. Do I want to go to Nathan Aké? I don't think so.
Yeah,
it could easily be Laporte and Stones, couldn't it?
I think you should keep your money. Keep your money and concentrate on your wild card.
I mean, that's probably the best route. So I haven't decided yet. It's probably either going to be Rafinha for Greenwood and then bench Suchek, or Ayling to... It's probably going to be Dallas, you know? Just because I might, if he has another really good return, I might nick some more value out of him. But I'm annoyed that I already let some go. But I still think it was the right thing to do, because if I'd have walked into Heung-Min Son getting injured last night, then that wouldn't have been good.
No.
So I felt it was worth waiting.
Interesting. Okay. And then
captain is not even a discussion this week.
Really. No, Mo Salah all the way.
Very straightforward.
Let's talk about the rest of the world versus Europe. You are back ahead of me by 1 point, but I'm not bothered. I'm absolutely not bothered. Shall I tell you why?
No.
I captained Marcus Rashford in a 6-goal Manchester United performance and got fuck all. Whereas you got double-digit returns from Thiago Silva, 14 points. Yerry Mina, 11 points.
Part of the minus four, Yerry Mina, get in.
Mo Salah, 16 points is acceptable. And then Firmino, 16 points. So those, if those four players combined even score half that total again this season, I will eat my hat. And if United score six again and Rashford gets nothing again, I'll eat my pants. So fair play. Great week. I'm not going to, it's not sour grapes, but I'm not worried about it because I don't think it's the type of week that is going to happen regularly. And looking at my team, I think it's just well set up from an attacking point of view.
Don't forget my Emi Martinez deck chair clean sheet as well, mate.
Yeah, true. I mean, I only end up with Bruno. I had Bruno Fernandes and Jack Grealish were the only real significant returns last week. Cancelo did okay as well.
So I did do the minus four that I said. I went Richarlison and Mina.
Yeah.
Minus four for Yerry Mina. I mean, come on, man. But it works, right?
Yeah, I did think about you when he scored. I did, no doubt.
I didn't. I forgot all about it, to tell you the truth. I just thought, oh, it's a goal against Arsenal. That's nice. So, yeah, so that's worked out. However, more problems.
Of course.
Richarlison took one hell of a whack last night. And he was obviously... It wasn't his choice to leave the pitch. The doctors made the decision. Well done to Everton's doctors making a decision saying, you can't play anymore, mate. I presume if there's any form of concussion, he misses game week 15 and game week 16, which, of course, this team's also in the same boat where I'm looking at 1 week punts. And, of course, when you're carrying players like Riyad Mahrez and you've got no bench and you've got Federico Fernandes, who is very doubtful, but the good news for him, he's got Manchester City away. It might be a good thing. I might be looking at minus points. Now I just get zero. And Trezeguet is still out for Villa as well. I need to make some moves again. So, do I replace Richarlison with a shit forward? I can't even get back to Jesus, I don't think. But I don't. I think Aguero plays on Saturday.
Yeah.
So I don't want to go down that route. I can go Trezeguet to Rafinha. I think that's probably what I'm going to do. Just leave it there. Pick a 4-5-1 and pray that they all play. That's probably where I'm going to be, and then wild card straight off it. I don't think there's anything worth a minus four. But decent fixtures. Martinez at home to Palace. Aurier, Mina, Thiago, Balbuena. Back four's not too bad. Mahrez, Salah, captain. I've got the main captain. Zaha, Son. It's all right. Firmino up front. Fofo, Rafinha in there as well. If Mahrez turns up, we should get minutes from all 11, I think.
Fingers crossed.
You can never be sure.
I'm going in with McCarthy in goal. Cancelo, Soufal, Dallas at the back. Obviously, Reece James being out. Bruno Fernandes, Suchek, Kevin De Bruyne, Marcus Rashford, Jack Grealish, Harry Kane, Dominic Calvert-Lewin. Captain on Kevin De Bruyne this weekend.
What's your rank for that now?
Not good. It's below you because you're one point ahead of me. So 2.1 million.
2.1 this?
Yeah, 2.12.
Okay, cool. Also, I did put on patrons earlier today, which I completely forgot. Snap poll before we recorded about what we're going to do with this free hit, which it kind of affects what we're going to do because we're both about to wildcard this team, right? Have you done yours?
No, I haven't done my wildcard. Oh, yeah, okay. I wildcarded earlier in the season. Sorry, yeah.
Oh, you've wildcarded?
Yeah.
Oh, so this could cause you some problems possibly, or it might not. So I asked the patrons to decide if you specifically should have to change your team to free hit into rest of the world players, or if when you use the free hit, you should keep European players. There were 31 votes in about an hour. 27 of them, Suj, of the 31, said that when you free hit, you should pick players from the rest of the world.
Which,
unanimous.
Which means you can pick player. You have to pick players from Europe.
On a free hit. This is free hit only. So it's now a case of, so for me, with the limited people that I can choose from, it's probably a case of saying, do I target 18 and free hit 19? Or do I target 19 and free hit 18? Or just ignore 18? Yeah. Like, which way round am I going to do it? I've got a feeling it might land for me that it's going to be target 18 and free hit 19. But I need to look at it properly.
Yeah, me too. I mean,
it's still a mess.
Some of the big hitters that you've got are allowed to pick, like the Salahs, Mane's of the world. It's the double that's going to be the one that I want to get through, and I'll just ride it out with the defence. I think I'm going to free hit in 19, and obviously I don't have to play my wild card and bench boost and set myself up. I free hit in 19, punt the defence, and hope that the likes of Balbuena and Yerry Mina and whatever will get
so
me through.
It works for you, right? You free hit 19, you can go Salah, Mane and Firmino.
Yeah.
Fuck. It doesn't even like do me any good.
No. So yeah, I think I'll probably free hit in 19, but I will investigate and see what happens with it.
We also have big differential decisions to make because the wild card for that is also coming up. So the differential show, if you've got time to listen to it before game week 16, is going to be full of wild card talks. It might be quite a long one. differential team, Serge, we are also looking for 1 week punts. Now, once I've logged in, I'll tell you how we did last week. I don't know if you might have it in front of you.
We had 54 points. We're still languishing at 4.2 million.
Oh, grim. Mm. 54 points. Charlie Taylor assist. Kyle Walker clean sheet. Raheem Sterling goal. Rafinha 2 assists. Mane captain returned. That's our lot. So, in terms of this week now, we've got Ezri Konsa is yellow flagged. My understanding is that he has been training for Aston Villa this week and therefore should be fine. Doesn't mean he'll come back into the team, but he should be fine.
Yeah.
We've got Aubameyang blank. He's got his fucking calf injury. He's yellow flagged. And we're also carrying people like Walker, Mahrez and Sterling. And let's be honest, they might all play or none of them play. So I want to, it's a 1 week punt. I would like to remove Jamal Lewis of Newcastle United, who's away to Manchester City anyway. If we're targeting 19, he's not going to be a part of it. He's 4.3. He's 2.8% owned. He's a waste of a bench place this week.
Yep.
I want to buy someone before they go above 10% ownership in case we want them as part of this wild card. And the one that is a concern is the one that I was concerned about this time last week. And that is Stuart Dallas of Leeds is, at time of recording, 9.7% owned.
Get him.
That's the answer, isn't it?
Yep, definitely.
Get Dallas in for Lewis. We can't do anything with Brewster this week, so we've only got 0.5 in the bank. We go 3-5-2. Who do we pick then defensively? We go Dallas. We'll have Dallas at home to Burnley. Charlie Taylor away to Leeds, same fixture. Eric Dier at Wolves. Ezri Konsa at home to Palace. We pick two of those four, sort the bench order out, and assume that Kyle Walker stays in the team but probably won't play.
Konsa and Dier with Dallas first sub and Taylor second. Although they're all four are viable. I think all four are decent. So I'd probably go Konsa and Dier with Dallas and Taylor.
Do you not think only going Dallas over Dier is a lot more fun?
Probably. I mean, Dyer's got to score a free kick soon because he keeps
a free kick him. Even, yeah?
Huh?
A free kick even, free not even kick. A header from a set piece.
Yeah, no. Dyer free kick has got to go in at some point because he's been hitting a few.
I do fancy clean sheet as a possibility for Tottenham at the weekend.
Mm, me too. I think Dyer is definitely to go. I think Villa as well will have a decent chance against Palace, so yeah.
So you want to go Dyer over Konsa?
Yep.
And then Dallas first sub, Taylor second sub, Brewster third sub.
Correct.
They're all going to get used, aren't they? Probably Walker or Bamiyang, Morris, Sterling. It's all going to go wrong. That means captain this week, it's not even a discussion. We go Sadio Mane, yeah?
Yep.
Agreed. No temptation, Sterling, home to Newcastle. Is it just too much of a risk?
Too much of a risk. Too much of a risk.
Sadio Mane, captain then, mate. Yeah. That's the differential team. But yeah, wild cards are going to be flying around this weekend on my phone.
Yes.
It's going to be fun playing around with it, actually, especially when there's all this football and I'm supposed to be, I was going to say sociable with the family, but there's only two of them now. I can't see anyone.
That.
Okay, that's teams locked in then, I think.
Indeed.
Other than my own. I'm still undecided what I'm doing with it.
Cool. Have you got any early wildcard thoughts at the moment, James? Because I haven't, I'll be honest, I haven't looked at mine. What I want to do to this afternoon, probably, I'll be honest with you, I finished work, like actual real stuff that pays the bills just before we started recording. And I'm going to get pissed this afternoon even. The first thing I'm going to do when we stop recording in all of 15 minutes is open a beer and I'm probably going to have about 5. And whilst doing that, first, I need to split out my 15-man squad and figure out who's playing in which game week and so on and so on and so on and start manoeuvring from there. So I haven't given much thought to it yet, but I'm about to.
I was very convinced that by the time the deadline comes round for game week 15, I'll know what I'm doing with a wild card for 16. However, I've become a lot more relaxed about it, and that's because I think there's information to learn in terms of what players will play over the weekend, what players might not. The injury situation of, say, Reece James and Ben Chilwell, for example, would be two players under consideration. So I think locking myself down into what that wildcard team would be at the moment, I can't answer. But I keep landing on something very similar. And I'll talk through what it is. So there's six players as it stand will definitely stay for me. They are Sam Johnson of West Bromwich Albion, Trent Robbo Mo Salah, Che Adams, and Heung-Min Son. The thinking with Heung-Min Son is to sell him in game week 19 for Bruno Fernandes and leave that money aside. Okay.
Suchek's not staying with you.
Who?
Suchek.
Oh, Suchek. Throw him in as well, yeah. Oh, that's the six. Did I only say five players?
You said the three Liverpool boys, Che Adams.
Seven possibly then. So there's possibly only eight changes for me. Yeah, Suchek's definitely staying.
Yeah, I thought so.
Obviously. Yeah, he's definitely staying. So the plan, what I'm thinking at the moment, is 19, Son to Fernandes, Kane to Vardy. If I thought Vardy would play at Palace on Monday, I think I'd just start with Vardy. But I can't be wildcarding into a player that I don't think he's even going to play. Can't be doing it. So I think I take the gain of Kane's fixtures against Fulham Leeds and I throw him out. And yep, Kane in one game could outscore Jamie Vardy over two. Of course he could. And it will be part of a minus four. Get that. Then on the other side, Kane's walking into Liverpool and Vardy has some decent fixtures. So there's a little bit more on top of just the game week for me. Defensively, I keep landing on the same four players and I can't make my mind up which three at the moment. Balbuena, Charlie Taylor, Jan Bednarek, Stuart Dallas. I think it will be three of those four to go with Trent and Robertson. Mm-hmm. One of the things I really don't like about Charlie Taylor is that the double is West Ham away and Liverpool away, and I want the extra points from said bench boost, and he would essentially be 15th man. And I'm not sure I want that. One possibility in terms of leaving the money back is possibly even to go, do you know what? I'll take Charlie Taylor at home to Sheffield United and sell him, possibly for Reece James, in game week 17. There's no factor in game week 17 into my thinking at the moment. Now, if that goes wrong, then Charlie Taylor would end up just sitting. No problem. Fine. We'll get on with it. That's possibly the thinking at the moment. So I might even take a doubler with me and yet still sell him. Thinking, okay, worst case he stays, but ideally I'll have him for Sheffield United at home and I'll sell him and get Chelsea in. If I do that and get Reece James in, I will probably bench him that game week, by the way, because he's got Manchester City.
Yeah.
So, I mean, moving Charlie Taylor, who's got Fulham, to Reece James, who's got Manchester City, doesn't make much sense, but it would be a forward-thinking move. Lampard has said they're both really close. Like, apparently, Reece James is not definitely out of this game week.
Okay.
So I think, like, if Reece James was to start at weekend, or if Lampard says after the Arsenal game, he's playing against Villa on Monday, I think Reece James will be in there for me. Midfield, if we're saying it's Son ideally to Fernandes, Salah stays, Suchek, he's the one that's causing me the problem, because this is where I haven't really got the money to play with. At the moment, I think I'm going to go Rafinha and Harrison. Go the two together. What I don't like about that is the idea that the two front men to go with Kane is definitely Che Adams. Patrick Bamford's going to be the other.
Well, that gives if you go Rafinha Harrison and you can't go Dallas at the back, that solves your three for defensive.
It does. That means I'm definitely going Taylor. Obviously, if I go for Dallas, then it's going to be someone else in the midfield. Jared Bowen is a name that I keep coming back to. But I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced about it at all.
He's getting better. His involvement in games is getting more and more. I don't know if that affects your decision in any way, shape or form, but I feel like he's actually getting better as the season's going on.
I like that I'd be walking into three Leeds attack straight into West Bromwich Albion away. That could be quite cute. I like their double, Brighton at home, Southampton at home. I like it. I mean, listen, they could get beat 4-1 twice or they could win 4-1 twice. You know how it is with them.
Yep.
What I really don't like about the idea of going to three Leeds, bearing in mind I'll have Kane's Son, means I've got five attackers from the same game in game week 17. Son, Kane versus Bamford, Harrison, Rafinha. I don't like it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. All of my team were playing in three matches last weekend and it wasn't great. Didn't work out particularly well.
Then again, the idea of having Leeds attackers and being able to attack Leeds defence in the same game is an interesting concept. If there was a team to do it, it's them, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Can we see a Jose Mourinho game being like a 4-3 or something, though? Can we visualise that? I don't think we can.
Well, we talked about the 5-3 you guys had against them.
So, I mean, one thing, of course, is I don't necessarily have to play them all, but then where do I get with a headache of, say, choosing which one to bench of Harrison or Rafinha? It's a fucking nightmare. So I think it's if it wasn't for the Tottenham Leeds game, I think I'd go treble Leeds attack and go with it. Afterwards, in game week 20, they're walking to Newcastle away, Leicester away. Think Leicester at home versus Leicester away, two different teams.
Yeah.
Everton at home, Palace at home afterwards. Now, by this point, I'm probably slowly moving away from it, but I'm not falling badly. If that's what I end up with going with them, I'm not falling badly. And I think with the attacking players with them, it doesn't particularly matter anyway with the fixtures. So that's the way I might be going. Goalkeeper to go with Johnston, I think it's going to be Areola of Fulham. Just go with the two cheaper guys. The rotation between the two of them is not too bad, falling on the other side. So, I mean, West Brom walk into Manchester City, for example. Fulham walk into Brighton. When West Brom play Tottenham a few weeks later, Fulham have West Ham. So the rotation between the two is not too bad. These promoted goalkeepers playing for shit teams are always capable of save points. And they're both decent keepers. Not someone like Ramsdale. I think, what are you doing in my team? You're too expensive and you're shit. I just think these guys are cheap. They'll get save points and that.
Job done.
Move on. And the chances are with those two as well, thinking really far ahead, I've probably got one of them to cover me for game week 29. If it ends up going that far ahead and I can maneuver 26 without using the second wild card, which is my ideal scenario, is that I can actually work a team from 19 to 26 that would still give me 11 doublers and allow me to move into game week 29 with around about seven players who would play. That's the thinking, then wildcard 30. That's the ideal strategy for me at the moment. That won't be for everybody. I'm sure it won't work out as plainly and smoothly as that.
No, indeed. We'll be talking more about that in the additional content that we're recording on Sunday once all of the game week 15 fixtures are out of the way. And if we're not very close to finalising our wildcards by then God help us, because we'll be in trouble.
Well, the only thing is, like, obviously deadline Monday is 1:30. So you don't have to panic in the morning. So you can react to whatever the price changes are on the Sunday night. Because that's the thing. Like, I'm going to wildcard. I want to try and carry value as well.
Of course, yeah.
If there's someone that's shooting up on Saturday night and I think they might go up two nights in a row, they're getting bought and they're getting sold Monday if they're not part of my strategy. So in terms of physically finalising it, it probably can't be till... I'll probably be sending FPL captain my team for the deadline stream at 12 o'clock on Monday, I should imagine.
Indeed. And I've got a backup plan anyway for my wildcard, James, just keeping an eye on it, because I'm a patron of FPL General, so I just copy his team, mate, if all else fails. Just fucking download that.
You can't do that. You're thinking smart. I'm also a patron of the General. You're thinking smart that you can do that. You can't. Why can't you do that, sir?
Because I've probably got less money than him.
That's right.
I'll just make one sacrifice, mate. I'll just do Mahrez instead of De Bruyne for the £3 million that I don't have. No, I'm only joking. It was interesting only because obviously a lot of people are posting their wildcard teams on Twitter and places like that at the moment. Drafts, I understand. But the first thing I'm doing when I look at and see these drafts, and I honestly can't say that I've spent a lot of time doing it, is how many players in their wildcard draft are in my current squad? You're looking at yours. There's probably about seven, I would say, that are going to be in my squad already anyway. So I don't think I'm going to be having to rack my brains too much to get to where I want to get to.
If I'd already played the first wild card, I'd be sitting here not too badly at all for game week 19. The irony. And I would definitely not be pulling the second wild card. And I would probably be aiming for 19 without any chips at all. Just going, look, here's my 11. Debate the triple captaincy idea as and when it comes round. Salah is going to be massively triple captained. the idea that Liverpool got two home fixtures and it's going to work out to be the first double game week of the season is going to be massive. People won't pass up that opportunity. I'm not convinced about it yet, but it as I say, if I didn't have that first wild card, I'd be swimming towards 19, not too badly. Probably looking to play the free hit in 18, but not convinced that there would be any chip at all in 19.
Nice. And that is a rundown of the differential show. Are we going to do predictions?
Yes, of course.
Okay, let's do predictions. Then that will be a rundown of the differential show. Let's have a look here. So starts the early kickoff with Leicester Man United at home.
I'm going for a 0-0 is what I predicted on COTC.
Okay.
We spent all game talking, all podcast, and I'm exaggerating here, talking about the idea, is it often first goal wins in Leicester games? And both of the boys predicted both teams to score. And I was like, what was the fucking point in this, lads? So I went, sod you both, I'll go 0-0, so I'm sticking with that.
I'm going 3-1 to Manchester United, but Leicester will score first, as they do, and Man United will come back, as they do, in away games. Villa Palace.
2-1 Villa.
2-0 Villa for me. I think it's going to be quite routine. Yeah, I don't see Palace scoring two. I don't think Benteke's back. Oh, is Benteke back? It was a one game.
Yes,
back,
he is. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. But then Mings and Konsa and whoever else is at the back hall, they're big guys. So maybe they'll be able to deal with him. I'm going 2-0 Villa.
Be interesting to see how Palace reacts off the 7-0 because they were obviously doing very well before that.
Yeah, it was very uncharacteristic.
It was a bad day against Liverpool. So, and they've got a tough run of fixtures. In theory, it's Leicester afterwards. Although I think it'll be Leicester's reserve team, basically.
Fulham, Southampton.
I'm going to back Fulham to get something in this, actually. I'll go 1-1.
I think 2-1 Southampton. I would, I'm with you, though. I think Fulham will have got a very good chance of getting a draw out of this, especially if Danny Ings is not playing. So, that if with Danny Ings, I'd have gone Southampton 2-1, no question. Without Danny Ings, I think you might be right with the 1-1 here. Arsenal at home to Chelsea. 16-0 to Chelsea. It's not going to be that bad. I think it's just going to be a 1-0 to Chelsea.
I'll go 2-1 Chelsea. But if Chelsea are sloppy, they could get turned over. But I think we're probably in the position at the moment that it would probably need Chelsea to be sloppy for them to get turned over. That said, just lost to Everton and Wolves, right? So they need to show that they can react away from home as well. You can't, I mean, if Aubameyang's missing again as well, you can't look past Chelsea winning at the moment.
Manchester City versus Newcastle.
I'll go 3-0 City.
I was going to say the same.
I go 3-0 rather than 8-0, just because I think there's another game on Monday and they'll probably put their feet up in the second half, I think, yeah.
Sheffield United, Everton.
We'll go 1-0 Everton. It's in Sander Berge out for 3 to 4 months. Sheffield United, hamstring injury. John Lundstrom's obviously suspended now as well. There's still doubts over Oliver McBurnie. So all that consistency in that team last year, that they got a big point at Brighton. They've got to win the game, really. They've got to win 3 of the next 4 over this period, I think. I can't see it. I think Everton just 1-0. Although, obviously, the miss of Richarlison's big. No news on James at the time of recording in terms of he's got a chance or not. I suspect they play City 2 days later. They'll just hold him for City. I don't think he plays at Sheffield United. But I'll go 1-0 Everton.
Yeah, I think you're quite right there. Low-scoring Everton win. Leeds-Burnley.
I mean, can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I can't wait for this game.
Burnley, honestly, defensively can get themselves set up. They could, yeah. This is going to be a good challenge for Sean Dyche.
I think this is the game that I'm most looking forward to over the weekend, other than Spurs, which I'm not particularly looking forward to, other than maybe Arsenal and Chelsea on the Saturday. But I think this is going to be a fascinating game Sunday because you really have got the clash of styles in essence. And I'm fascinated to see how Burnley deal with Leeds' sheer weight of numbers, knowing that Leeds are going to have so much of the ball in this game, for example. Yeah. How do Burnley deal with that? I think it's going to be a fascinating one. I'm going to go for 1-1.
I think I'm going to go 3-1 to Leeds on that one. West Ham 2, Brighton 0. The reason I say that is because that's what I said on the Tottenham show earlier in the week. 2-0 West Ham.
What did I say? I can't remember.
You said you probably think West Ham are going to win.
I'll go 2-1 then.
Because obviously Brighton have got problems, and you said that you don't even know what Potter's going to do with his bonkers selection. So,
yeah, there's that.
Liverpool, West Brom.
We'll go 3-0 Liverpool.
I'm going to go 4-0. Just because they can be so clinical. 4-0 Liverpool. 4-1 Liverpool, I'm going to go. Come on, West Brom. Ooh. Get a goal. The clean
is that,
sheet
is that a man who's got neither Trent or Robbo saying that?
Got Robbo, obviously.
He's got Robbo.
Wolves, Spurs.
You go first.
2-0 Spurs.
Oof.
It's not going to be one of those where you've got loads of chances. In us. Yeah, but I think 2-0 Spurs. I'm going to go.
I don't think we'll get beat. I think either 1-0 to us or 1-1. I'll back us to win 1-0. Wolves aren't right at the moment. Yeah. It's interesting. Nuno says today that they will be active in the transfer market. They are going to go and buy players.
Did he also say they've got one or two problems?
Yeah. Yeah, no, he literally said in the press conference again today.
We've got some issues,
is what he always says. We've got some issues. He's always got some issues. Yeah, Dendonka is probably not going to be back, and that's a big blow for them actually, because he's the legs in midfield, because Neves and Moutinho don't really have it. Right. So another one interesting style wise in terms of, I suspect we might have quite a lot of the ball, but it's what we do with it. Obviously, on Tottenham, I spoke a lot about Lo Celso being out and how we might deal with that. Gareth doesn't play well last night, but scores. Comes off at half-time. Like, what the fuck? Another calf injury, although he's not been ruled out for the weekend yet. But Lamella came on as a substitute. That's big. Because Lamella can fill the void.
That's it. That's the rundown of all the fixtures.
Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you all. Enjoy the rest of your Christmas day. Back at you tomorrow with more content. Go and get drunk.
Are we?
I have no idea, James. To be honest with you.
I'm doing a deadline stream. Take the day off, sweetheart. Sunday night.
Have I got Boxing Day off?
Yes, you've got Boxing Day
I'm
off.
I'm going to stay pissed for 48 hours.
You don't have to do anything. Sunday night, right. Listen, we need to get this right. So are we going to record? We're going to record the main podcast at 9:30. Is that the plan?
Can.
Yeah, and then we're going to get that out for midnight. And what are we doing with the differential show for the kids?
Straight after, if you want.
Straight after.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to edit that, the main one, record and then get that out for midnight.
We'll record both. I'll edit the differential show. You edit the main pod and we can smash them out. Bish, bash, bosh.
That's quite a sexy idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
Good stuff.
Speak to you midnight Monday or 10 a.m. on my stream tomorrow.
Lovely jubbly. Thank you, patrons, for all your support. Hope you had a good Christmas day. Ciao for now.
Happy Christmas, everyone. Cue music, please, man child. I wonder if he's got turkey this year. The Fantasy Football Show.